A pastor I heard of was meeting one of the ladies from his large church one day, and he asked her, "What do you do?" And her answer was classic. She said, "Well, Pastor, I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ, cleverly disguised as a machine operator." I love that. Well, I'm Ron Hushcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about why you are where you are. Now, that lady is a Christian who knows who she is and why she is where she is. She's there to be Jesus' personal representative to other machine operators. I mean, who's a lost machine operator most likely to listen to about a relationship with Jesus? Right, another machine operator. A lost mom is most likely to listen to another mom. A student, well, they'll listen to a student. A computer programmer to another computer programmer. A cancer survivor to a cancer survivor. A guy at the gym to another guy at the gym. Everybody's got a tribe. People listen to somebody from their tribe. This strategy of sending someone who lives where the unreached people live was at least 2,000 years old. In our word for today from the Word of God in John chapter 4, Jesus is on a mission to reach the people of Samaria. So how does he go about it? I mean, they didn't really like Jewish guys there. A lot of walls to tear down. Well, he reaches one of their own. He reaches a Samaritan woman at the well who is notorious in her village, apparently for her promiscuity. By the end of Jesus' visit, the Bible says many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him. Why? You ready for the answer? It says, because of the woman's testimony. Doesn't say it was because of Jesus' sermon, but because of the testimony of a new disciple of Jesus Christ, cleverly disguised as their neighbor. It's one reason why Jesus came into your life one day, to send you back to your neighborhood, your workplace, your school, your tribe, to introduce people like you to him. You're his chosen link between the people in your world and him. So how are you doing at bringing those folks together with Jesus? The best person to tell folks who do what you do and live where you live and face what you face about Jesus is you. In a post-Christian culture like ours, most lost people don't ever plan to go to a religious meeting to hear a religious speaker talk on a religious subject in a religious place. They will probably only be rescued spiritually if someone takes the good news about Jesus to where they are. And who is already where they are? You are. The woman Jesus sent back to her village could have said, as you may, "Oh man, my past, I'm so messed up, I'm so far from perfect." Isn't it something that Jesus sends flawed ambassadors to be living examples of his great grace? This woman could have said, as maybe you do, "Oh, but I'm not trained." Training is good. Our ministry's constantly in the business of equipping someone like you to represent him. But your ultimate credentials are what Jesus has done in your life and your love for that lost person. Your message is the same as part of the Samaritan woman's. She simply said to her fellow villagers, "Come see a man." Not a religion, a man. Your message is a person. Not your religion, not your church, not your beliefs, not your rules. It's all about Jesus. Aren't you glad? You're taking someone you know in one hand. You're taking Jesus in the other hand. And prayerfully, you are bringing them together forever. What a place God has entrusted to you, divinely positioned so you can take someone to heaven with you. Where you live, what you do, well, that's all just your clever disguise.
On Eagle's Wings is the Native American outreach of Ron Hushcraft Ministries. To find out more about this exciting ministry, visit hopefornativeamerica.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hushcraft. God bless you.